Welcome to this short session with the focus on the heart area. Start in crocodile. Establish diaphragmatic breathing. The breath itself is so important to the heart area. So the first thing to look at is make sure your breath is smooth. If there's any jerkiness, even on a subtle level, your heart recognizes that, and it's disruptive to the heart. So as you relax, the breath itself will smooth it will smooth itself out, and not too much effort is needed on your part. Simply notice where the places where there might be even a slight bit of jerkiness. To the best of your ability, soften there. The other thing that's really important for the heart as you inhale and exhale, even though the muscle is below the heart that breathes, it's the lungs that are filled and emptied, and they surround the heart. So as you inhale, make sure that your inhale is equal to the exhale in quality and in duration. So there's not more or less pressure on the heart or influence from the breath on the heart that isn't equal. And again, it's more about relaxing your effort. If you notice that you're shorter in the exhalation than you are in the inhalation, see if you can relax a little bit more. That will help. And the same if your inhale is much shorter than your exhale. See if you can relax and let the duration be approximately equal. The other thing that's important is to make sure that your breath is continuous, so there's no abrupt stop at the end of the exhale or the end of the inhale where the heart would pick up on that. So as you exhale, relax enough to allow the inhalation to come without a pause. And as you inhale, again, relax enough at the end of the inhale to allow the exhalation to begin without a pause. The breath this way is seamless. The effect on the heart is really beneficial. And as you soften the collarbones and the throat, the breath will be deeply quiet, which causes less disruption to the heart. Once you've established this diaphragmatic breath, then come into table pose. And the first thing we want to do is stretch in a manner around the heart that uses extension. So as you exhale, round the back, and as you exhale, round the back, so you're getting this nice opening flexion here. And then as you inhale, drop the spine, almost like a back bend, but not quite as much. So continue doing that for a few breaths, just waking up the spinal area around the heart and the rib cage. Front and back. And after you do this a few times, you're going to actually feel naturally inclined to laterally stretch, just like Anne-Marie just did now, even with the neck. But you can do that in the spine. If you go back to neutral and go from side to side with the upper body, you'll see you stretch out the spine and the rib cage there, and then do it on the other side as well. So you're laterally stretching along the spine and throughout the rib cage area, front and back. And you can do that a few times and then go back to extension and flexion, whatever feels comfortable for you, especially if this area around your heart has been tight for any reason, emotional reason, physical reason, mental, for any reason that it's tight. This is just a good way to start. And once you have some movement there and more flexibility, then go ahead and bring your arms down to the floor so that your forearms are resting on the floor and your hands are clasped. Now we'll strengthen this area. We'll start by simply moving the knees back a little bit and then look up at your index finger and bring your nose or your chin towards the index finger. Use your forearms to press you back into this leaning table and go back and forth like that a few times. If that's really simple for you, lift your feet off the floor. You might want some padding underneath your knees for this if it's too hard on your knees. This is a bit more challenging. And if you want more challenge, if this isn't quite enough for you, then, but you can stay here if this is enough. This works for me. And then keep your feet back on the floor, tuck your toes under, and lift your knees off the floor. And this is more like a swimming dolphin. So you go back and forth, and remember, use your forearms, strongly press down at the wrists, so that you activate the muscles here, as well as turn the heart upside down. And after you've done a half a dozen of these or so, then go ahead and rest. Bring your knees back down. Take a moment and rest. Okay, now, after you've rested for a moment and accessed and assessed what you've done, go ahead and come up to a comfortable seated position with your feet out in front of you, and your hands are going to be supporting you behind. It's almost like a reverse table. Now, come up on your fingertips. The action for your hands, even though they're not going to move, is to act like you're bringing them back away from your buttocks. That's it. See how Anne-Marie did that? That action awakens these muscles here in the arms, and then you begin to sit up and awaken these muscles horizontally behind the heart and vertically, the rhomboids, traps, and the rectus spinae. And then relax again, go back to where you were, and do it again. You sit up, you slide the hands back, activating all these muscles. Now, do this about 5 or 6 times. Try not to grip. You're activating, awakening the muscles that support the back of the heart, the back lung area. Great. Once more, remember to breathe diaphragmatically. And then just wrap your arms around your legs for a really comfortable seated child's pose. Resting and being aware of this whole area now stretching. And from here, lie down for bridge pose. Now, you've just worked that area in the back, and now we're going to use it. So, breathe diaphragmatically. And when you're ready, start to lift the pelvis up. Make sure your neck is long and throat relaxed. Clasp your hands underneath you and draw the shoulder blades together. Lift that area just like you did in the reverse table pose. Let that area lift so it supports the heart. Keep your jaw relaxed. And you're really stretching the front and adding some compression to the back. Try to breathe into both areas. Make sure your shoulders are supportive and not tense. And then come down. We'll go back up again in a moment. Spread your shoulder blades so there's lots of room for your spine, for those rhomboids and the trapezius muscles and the rectus spinae, the thoracic area. If you ever look at a transection, a cross view of the heart lungs, much of the lung tissue is behind the heart. So as you breathe now, bring your attention there. Bring your right arm up towards the ceiling. We're going to do an eagle pose here. Bend your right elbow. Wrap this with your left arm. And just let the arms rest. You can even let them rest on your forehead if that's comfortable. So now you've got that back spread. Breathe there. Between the shoulder blades and the back of each lung, through the spinal area. That's supporting the heart right now. You want a nice, spacious area there. And then release. Before you do the other side, come up again into bridge pose. You have a great awareness behind the back. Keep that awareness. Come up into bridge. Now, you're compressing what you just opened. Keep breathing there anyway. Breathe through the tissues. Any place that's congested that would cause you not to love yourself deeply and profoundly, that would cause you to wish any harm on yourself or others, breathe into that area that's constricting the heart. Prana will help it open as well as the position. You have to get into where the folds are behind the heart. And then you can get in more deeply to the areas that are habitually bound for whatever reason or however long they've been bound. And then release. Rest the shoulder blades, particularly the inner edge of the shoulder blades. Let them rest now. When you're ready, bring the left arm up for eagle wrapped with the right arm. If eagle doesn't work for you, you can actually just cross your arms over your shoulders, having the opposite hands on the shoulders. But here in this pose, you're spreading the back again. You've got lots of space where you had just compressed it. Breathe into the space deeply. Anything you missed that would affect your heart and particularly how your heart relates to you. Go a little bit deeper with your awareness, where the heart and the lungs meet, and even the back side of the chambers of the heart. Anything that's slightly askew, see if you can bring your awareness there and your breath there. To soothe, to comfort, to release old, old suffering, heartaches, burdens that your heart has carried. And then release as you're ready. Take a moment, just let your body adjust, find its own space, and then once more, come into bridge pose. And now again, you're compressing the area you just opened. That doesn't mean the prana leaves. It means you are more acutely aware of prana moving into the folds. We always have folds in our life. Our heart folds over something. Our mind folds over something. Now's the time to breathe into those folds, particularly in the back of the heart, but also in the front of the heart where it's maybe been shielded or seemingly protected. See if you can breathe in and let the heart find its own resilience, find its own strength in this. And when you're ready, come back down. And let the heart rest for a moment. Now, when you're ready, come up to a comfortable seated position. In this pose, let yourself find stability and ease. Breathe diaphragmatically so that diaphragm that separates your abdominal area from your heart area gets stronger, is active in drawing the breath into the lungs deeply so the breath moves to the bottom of the lungs. And then as you exhale, let the breath leave. Don't hold on. But your action, the action of breathing, comes through the abdominal area. The lungs are the recipients of the breath. Once you've established diaphragmatic breathing, now you can take your awareness to the collarbone area. And as you exhale, let your awareness move down with prana, moving down on the exhale to the lower rib cage area, the lowest regions of the heart. And as you inhale, let your awareness be on the pranic field that's moving up through the heart region to the area of the collarbones and the neck. So as you exhale, your awareness is moving down with the pranic movement. As you inhale, that pranic movement is upward and you're aware of it. It happens in all the tissues. There's not one tissue in this area that isn't affected by the pranic movement. The exhale down. Exhale is a cleansing breath, removing anything that has caused you to feel like your heart is burdened, anything that has caused you to feel like there's a heaviness in your heart. The exhalation helps loosen the grip of that habit of heaviness, that habit of grief or sorrow. Moves deeper and deeper into the tissues where you may not even know you're holding it. And the inhale, in the same way, the same manner, the intelligence of that inhale knows exactly where your heart needs nourishing. And that pranic field is right there to nourish your heart deeply and without a doubt. Stay with this just a little bit longer, a few more breaths, letting each breath go a little bit deeper into the territory of the unknown in the heart, the mysteries of the heart. Let the prana take you there with each inhale, each exhale. Thank you for joining us for this short session on the heart. Continue your practice in any way you like with this renewed vitality at the heart center.